As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Rodney Wan. Hey, Rodney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing good this morning.
Good, good. It's a busy Monday already, it sounds like, there in the studio.
Yes, sir. Ken and I started it, though.
Yeah, we did.
We kicked the hornet's nest.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Well, that's all right. That's job security.
Right, exactly.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But more importantly, we've been waiting to talk to you, Rodney.
Sure.
So what do you want to start with first? Schools going back or, in fact, our numbers are sky high in the state?
Well, you know, we still try to concentrate on what we as Clinton Countyans can do and what, you know, how we can, as I said from the very beginning, write our own story. So, yeah, the state is going the wrong direction. We have been, I think, hopefully we're going to start to see us go back down. We've gotten so low, that was what I was, you know, kind of disappointed about, was we'd gotten really low there, and then it didn't take long to get back up again. So I did take a look at the numbers this morning just for, you know, to kind of cut through all the numbers. And what I saw was over the last 10, I go back 10 days. So basically we got 76 cases that are in the county, hopefully all home, taking care of themselves and staying out of circulation at the moment. But, you know, if you go that 10-day interval of how many cases, you know, of the 700-plus we had, the 76 that we need to concern ourselves with, which are the ones that are currently out there and contagious, so, or asymptomatic and still contagious. So,
all right, I want to try and discern this in my own mind.
Sure.
What is the exact difference between the all tests and the unique individuals? And you get the 7-day averages on the state website. What exactly is the difference, the main difference between those two?
I have not yet to get an answer from the state on that. I mean, that popped up about a month and a half or two ago when they started doing that.
Right.
The only thing that I can tell might be that there's, and no one's confirmed it with me, that from everything I'm looking at, is that it maybe is by zip code, is the only thing I can think of that would change the numbers from all tested to certain unique number.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't got that confirmed. What I'm looking at that number though is the trend is where we're headed. Unfortunately, you know, if we're at 5-something on the current positivity rate and we're at a 9 or something on the unique individuals level, that's where I think unfortunately we're headed. It would be towards that trend. So that's the only thing I've ascertained out of those numbers.
Well, the only thing I've just what got this morning, it was 6.4 yesterday on the all tests and 11.2 on the unique.
Yep.
So,
yeah. So I think that's the trend we're heading. Now, I will say perhaps, and again, not to throw him on the spot there, but maybe Dr. Tharp might be able to enlighten us tomorrow.
Okay.
On
all right.
What exactly that number really is in comparison to the other. But from what I've watched, it is the trend that we're headed toward because, again, as you say, the other number is a 7-day moving average, and it's almost always several days to a week behind where we're currently really at. So, but, you know, the schools are still doing an excellent job of monitoring their situations and reporting cases. It's important for them to do so we can get close contacts contacted and advised immediately. And they've been doing an excellent job there. We're all, you know, kind of worried that, you know, we've got an Indian summer going on right now, but not too long from now, we're going to be more enclosed, and not moving around outside as much. So, there's a concern there that, you know, that could fuel the cases as well. But for myself, the public health individual today, I'm looking at those 76 cases that are currently viable in our community and thinking, I hope, you know, that they're, you know, staying home and not out in the public somewhere.
I'll let you play Eric Holcomb for a minute here.
Sure.
When your decision comes up on Saturday about making a mess, you know, maybe permanently not there or still there, or do we keep going where we are, or do we go back? What's your response going to be? Because I'm looking at these numbers and I'm like, if he says we're going to keep going forward and open everything up, I think there's something seriously wrong somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, as he has said, he is going by the numbers, him and and the state board of or the state health commissioner, Dr. Box, are all looking at those numbers. But you know, if I were he, you know, I'm listening to the larger brains there at the federal level talking about would you rather have a vaccine or a mask right now, and most of them are still saying they'd rather have the mask. So I don't think from April till now that anything's changed as far as you know what I would think we're looking at as far as saying that we need that mask for a little longer until we can we know we've got either a vaccine or a treatment.
I would almost think, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'd almost think, you know, sure. you'd want to have the mask at least to at least the first part of winter, because yes. just to see how it's going to, how you're going to react and how it's going to react.
Yes, you know, maybe some by some fortunate measure that it starts to fall away during the colder months. We thought that mm-hmm. once, but we didn't get a full blown because you know people say it started in November. Some say it started in January and. So we really didn't get a full measure. I think at this point, you know, again, like you say, as long as the numbers are going one way and he continues to push forward, we would be worried that, you know, we're not taking into account everything that has proven to work so far. And we certainly, you know, the experts are still saying on television that, you know, we have shown that the masks work. It's just now adhering to those masks. And for folks to understand, it's not to impend on their personal freedom. It's to try to help take care of everyone and protect their personal health in the meantime. So,
hey, Rodney, this is Kevin.
Sure.
Why do you think that we've seen the spikes in the state of Indiana? Do you think it's because people are maybe got a little lax and you know had you know 500 people? Group get-togethers and weddings and church, or what do you think caused that?
I do think that's a big part of the fueling of it right now is the you know I think the general public's gotten very weary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I we're dealing with this too every day, and there's a time or two where we surely stop and think how weary we are of it. So
mm-hmm.
I think that there's been a letdown in that. There's been more of a I'm going to, you know, get my event in because there's, as you say, that it opened up and there were larger events. I think that's the biggest part of feeling it right now. We're continuing to see, you know, the schools are being open is one thing, but the events where there's, you know, the sports and things, that brings a lot of folks together in some cases. So I saw an NFL game on or I think it was NFL or college the other day. I think it was college where the gentleman was complaining, the head coach was, that the stands were full. And, you know, mm-hmm. there was no social distancing in that stands at all. So, you know, those type of events going on around the state where, you know, I hear different stories all the time. Well, we were over in such and such, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't have any masks on at all there.
I've heard that continuously during football season. Right.
Yep. So, you know, so... And it's Indiana. We're a home rule state, and
right.
we do always see those differences. But, again, that's why I continue to say we can write our own story here. We can continue to, you know, try to realize it's in our power to do something in our own community here, and it's for the good of all in the community. I mean, there are still those students that want to stay in class and be in class, and it's better for their mental health to be in class at this point. And there's parents that's better for their mental health for students to be back in some sort of normality. So as a community, we have to work together to mm-hmm. try to keep our rates low so the schools have a better opportunity to stay open.
I think the one thing that we kind of overlook, and this is not a knock against anything or anybody, but for people who want to say they want to go out and get something different than what they have here in this area, but the problem is they need to look at that area where they're going and say, okay, what really is going on in these areas? And they're not even thinking about all the, they're not wearing their masks, say, in, you know, Crawfordsville or wherever. I don't just have to throw it out of, you know.
Sure.
And we'll say, well, if they're doing it there, why can't we do it here? They don't
right.
understand that it's kind of in each individual area where all this is at.
Exactly. Well, and we're, and that's an excellent point. We're getting back to a point where you got to start worrying about where folks go when they go off somewhere and then come back.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say.
A lot of hot spots, not only in Indiana, but elsewhere in, in the country right now.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but you're right. You know, you got to look at it as though, and you got to educate your population to realize everyone has their opportunities, you know, to do right or wrong in this, or good or bad. I see counties that have very few cases, but you look and they're hardly testing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
So what truly is the picture there? You know, are they really just, have they just given up on really worrying about, you know, trying to enforce anything? So,
hey, Roddy, one more quick question here before we let you go. A question from a listener. If a positive case is retested and they're still positive, is that counted again as a positive test or a positive retest?
Okay, so that's a good question, and I'm believing that, as from what I have known with CDC's guidance thus far, once someone's tested positive, of course, they want to wait their 10 days and or for the signs and symptoms to start to resolve and fever-free for 24 hours without meds. It's not recommended by the CDC for someone to go get tested again to try to obtain a negative test. The reason is because if you've had a strong enough reaction to the virus, you're going to have enough of that RNA in your body for up to 90 days that you could still test positive but not necessarily be contagious anymore. The problem is we have a lot of employers and even sometimes in the school systems right now, I know there are kids saying, you know, we need to get a negative test because, you know, we've been out and we we continue to say, you know, that the CDC's recommendation is you can't use that as a guide, at least for the first 90 days. You can later use that as a guide for a reinfection, however, in the event that they've had a few of those. So that's an excellent question that they've called in on. They really should be just focused on, as the 10 days pass, have the signs and symptoms started to alleviate, and are as the individual fever-free for 24 hours.
Rodney, we appreciate your time as always, sure. And if you ever need to call in before it's your time again, feel free to do that, okay?
We'll do that. Now, we'll hope that if we do, it's only for good news. But again, as always, gentlemen, thanks for having us on. We appreciate
it. For sure,
not
a problem.
Enjoy
anytime.
Your Columbus Day today.
All right.
As well.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Take
thanks,
care.
Rodney.
All right, no problem.
Bye-bye.